122 men and women died because of domestic violence in 2012. That's up from 106 the year before. It's the highest number of domestic violence deaths since 2008, the first year the state began tracking the statistic. The increase in this type of murders in North Carolina comes at a time when nationwide homicide rates are falling. Attorney General Roy Cooper says the reasons for the jump are unclear.
It's very difficult to know exactly what is causing this, but we do know that when we see a 16-victim jump in this figure, that it gives cause for concern.
Cooper says that when domestic violence escalates into murder, it isn't the first time abuse has occurred. So restraining orders can help prevent domestic violence from turning into murder. 13 of the 122 victims had some form of restraining order against their assailant.
So it's important that we make certain people know how to use the system and know how to put protective orders in place.
Cooper also says domestic violence shelters may need more funding. In Mecklenburg County, the number was 8 murders, second highest in the state next to Wake County, but down from the prior 2 years. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.